So one other issue about venetoclax hypomethylating agent, you mentioned the issue of tumor lysis syndrome. And my understanding is that a lot, if not all, of these patients who were in these initial trials actually got put in the hospital, you know, to get the dose ramped up. Is that what you would recommend, again, to a doc in community-based practice, to put every patient in the hospital?
I would highly recommend that. These, by definition, are going to be elderly, unfit patients. They have never heard anything about leukemia, and at least in terms of education, they should be in hospital. But also, this regimen is myelosuppressive. It can be very myelosuppressive. So apart from the initial concern of tumor lysis, which, unless the patients have really high white counts, is probably not going to be a major issue, and I certainly have not seen much of it, I would recommend them hospitalized because they would get very myelosuppressed, their blood counts would drop, and they will have infectious complications.
So what would be a typical duration of this initial hospitalization in somebody getting decitabine venetoclax?
In the past, community oncologists would hospitalize patients for 3+7 for typically a month, and I don't see why not they should continue the same practice. As individual oncologists, but also as a community oncologist, we get much more comfortable about this whole approach. And maybe in the future, we may consider 2 weeks. And then if the patient is doing very well, and as long as you have very close follow-up outpatient 3 times a week, maybe you could cut it down. But initially, I would personally recommend a very cautious approach, mainly because we don't want to lose the progress that we are getting with this regimen because of infectious complications and deaths that could have been otherwise prevented.
Any comments about management of patients with cytopenias on this regimen? What will cause you to hold the treatment?
In our department, we do like to do a bone marrow exam on day 21, and if the patient is empty, as in the blasts have disappeared, to hold the venetoclax. My personal belief is that we probably won't need more than 2 weeks of venetoclax with this regimen anyway, with the azacitidine or decitabine plus venetoclax. But again, that shows you that we are still not 100% there in terms of the best strategy of combining venetoclax with the hypomethylating agents. And again, there is myelosuppression, particularly in the relapse setting. If you use this in the relapse setting, there can be significant myelosuppression associated with these combinations.